Start. This is dictating on Sandy Vigil. Sandy, SANDY, Sandy. Vigil, VIGIL. Date of birth is 3/6/56. Date of visit is 11/28/22. Please make a copy for Harry Blankey. Harry Blankey is B as in boy, BLANKE, Blankey, MD. Next paragraph, dear Harry, thank you for sending Sandy Vigil for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is superintendent. This is a 66-year-old female who had a history for COVID-19. In earlier this year, was sent for a chest CT. I'm sorry, was sent for a CT of the abdomen and pelvis on 9/5/22, which revealed a 1.1 centimeter left lower lobe pulmonary nodule. Which was previously seen. And there was mild bibasilar scarring noted as well. The patient also had a chest CT done in, I'm sorry, on April 6, 2022, which showed a, I'm sorry, which showed moderate to severe hyperinflation of the lungs with central lobular emphysema meatus changes, as well as a small ground glass nodule in the left upper lung measuring 3 millimeter, and a follow-up CT was suggested. The patient also had some granuloma. And a small ground glass nodule in the right upper lobe measuring 3 millimeters. seen in April 22. The patient has no symptoms of cough or shortness of breath, except with exertion, but has some wheezing, and she brings up some whitish mucus with a few coughing spells. She denied fevers, night sweats, chills of mastitis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of rheumatoid arthritis, as well as prior history for chronic bronchitis and history of anxiety. She has depression and arthritis of the knee and history of deep venous thrombosis of the lower extremity and history of mild interstitial lung disease and past history for kidney stone removal and bladder suspension surgery, as well as partial hysterectomy and tonsillectomy and appendectomy, as well as a DNC, shared colonoscopies done. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin, vancomycin, sulfa. Next paragraph. Habits of patient denies history for smoking and no alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Significant for lung cancer in her mother. Father's illness unknown. Next paragraph, med list included albuterol and inhaler 2 puffs PR and Synthroid 125 micrograms daily. And Pepcid 20 milligrams daily. Xanax 0.5 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph, physical exam. This, next paragraph is system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, chest, cataracts, and glaucoma. His hoarseness and sore throat. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has asthma and hay fever and has wheezing and coughing spells and shortness of breath. Also has abdominal pains, heartburn, diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. She has joint pains and muscle aches. She has headaches and numbness of the extremities and memory loss and has itchiness of the skin. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 116/60, pulse is 92, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 170 pounds, saturation 96. HEND, abnormal cephalic, pupils reactive, Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery. With the wheezes scattered bilaterally. And no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular as on an S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, without organomegaly or tenderness, the bowel sounds active. And the extremities reveal 1 plus edema, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex is a 1 plus with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD. And number two is multiple lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number three, history of rheumatoid arthritis. Number four, history of DVT. Number five, hypothyroidism. Number six is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will need a follow-up CT chest in 2 months. Also advised to get a polysomnographic study to rule out sleep apnea. The patient will we'll come back for a follow-up visit for approximately 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Harry Blanke, M.D. B-L-A-N-K-E-M-D. This is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.